Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to Sunday, the 11th day in May 2025. As usual, open your hand and your heart to receive what God has sent to us today. God's agenda for you will fulfill. Nothing shall abort it. Oh, you have a glorious future. Answers shall come for you as you desire them. Everyone who has health problems, I prophesy the Lord is healing you today. Now, the devil came so late. God has already prospered you. The obstacle planted before you shall become your stepping stone. I say you will rise to a higher height. By divine autopilot, God will help you to reach to the topmost top of your career. I declare everyone listening to me today, irresistible and unshakable. Say, I receive it. Who is this? God has given you access to high-profile people and high-profile places. Take two or three steps forward in the prophetic action and say, I step onto it. I step to it. I step to it. Yes. Now it is time to receive wisdom. Put your right hand on your head as I begin to pray for you. Godly wisdom. Wisdom that will cause you to excel in academics, in your business, in your industry, in your school, in whatever you do, in the country where you are. You shall excel beyond your contemporaries. They will not be able to match to your record in the name of Jesus. That will not be by your own power, but by God's power. Healings. Healings. I'm hearing, I want to heal them. Lay hand where you have pain in your body and let me pray. I prophesy, be healed in your head, in your eyes, in your ears, in your bone, in your blood, in your brain, in your tummy. Be healed everywhere you hurt in the name of Jesus. Take a sip of the blessed water you are given. In 24 hours, you'll be totally healed. No more pain. May 11th celebrant, it's your turn for prayers. Open your hands. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live to be very old in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. We have 3 weeks more after today to still deal with issues of questions and situations of life. Please follow them. First one today, you said to forgive and forget. But what forgiveness is there for to one's uncle that raped his niece at age 7 and now he's at age 23 still dealing with the trauma? Wow, that uncle was possessed and out of his mind. Take good care of the unfortunate victim through the necessary therapy and prayers and hand over the foolish uncle to the police. Let him be prosecuted so that others can learn from him how not to violate the right of kids. Next, Daddy, thank you for your guidance. If I take a staff loan and get debited from my salary monthly, do I still have to pay complete tithe on the actual salary monthly or pay tithe from the amount received after the loan's deduction? Wow, we have taught on this severally. Every salary earner, as a salary earner, your tithe is on your gross earning. 10%, which is God's portion in our money, is on your gross pay. That is before any deduction is made. The loan you took is still your income, taken in advance to do whatever you had wanted to do. It is your income. So pay tithe on gross income. Next. Good day, my daddy. With regards to water baptism, can anyone become born again without water baptism? John 3:3. Can sin be remitted without water baptism? Wow. I try to be as simple as possible in my language so that no one will be confused. Now, repentance, salvation is not water baptism. Water baptism is not salvation. Salvation is repentance of one's sin after being convicted, and then asking Jesus to come into one's life as Lord and Savior. with the evidence that it has come. Baptism is only an outward evidence of an inner conversion. It only has meaning after genuine experience of salvation. Anyone doing water baptism without first and foremost being genuinely born again by Christ, entered water as a dry sinner, come out of water as a dry sinner. Sinner is sinner. Water does not wash away sin. Only the blood of Jesus do. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm at TPGF. Today you said for a couple to be waiting on the Lord for fruit of the womb for 29 years is an act of ignorance. My question is, what is the non-ignorant alternative for a single lady praying and waiting for a life partner for so long? Wow. I try to make my answers and counsels simple as possible so that nobody will misunderstand it. A couple waiting for conception and a single lady waiting for husband are not the same people. For a waiting couple, what I said was that after 2 years of no natural conception, you should visit doctor. After 3 years or so, then you should go for any of the procedures for medically assisted conception. And there are different types all over. It is not wrong. It is not sinful. It's not ungodly. It's not lack of faith. Please do. And then get over this trauma of no baby. For singles waiting, make yourself marriageable material. Be clean, dress well, be humble, be focused, be hardworking, be cautious, all right? Then humble yourself. Join a good church where you serve God wholeheartedly. I have said we are not in church looking for husband or wife, but we do meet those that we marry in church. Do so. Do warfare prayers on the marital destiny as well. Good morning, sir. I have been in Italy for 12 years. I have documents, 10 years residency permit, but I don't have a good job. I learned to produce wine and juice. I'm thinking of relocating back to Nigeria to start the business. I need your advice, sir. Wow, it's a good thing if you want to relocate back to Nigeria to start your business. I encourage it a lot. However, Nigerian business environment is different from Italy or any other part of the world. One good thing in Nigeria is that there is a large market for essential goods, products, and services. There is so much money for entrepreneurs with essential items, but come with good money and possibly with all the machines for production. Don't put your money in anyone's hand. Study Nigeria environment first. Join the Manufacturers Association to learn how businesses are done here. Have a mentor in Nigeria who is already a success in that similar production. Your location is also very important. Labor is cheap, but you have to consider electricity and security. Today, our electricity is divided into band A, band B, band C. If you are in band A, like I am in band A, you have almost an uninterrupted electricity supply. For security, I advise that you locate your factory in the southwest of the country, which is safe from banditry and kidnapping. Then the southeast, south-south are also okay. They are also relatively safe, apart from the Biafra agitator. In summary, come with good money. Don't put your money in anybody's hand. Study the environment first. Connect to a mentor doing well. Start. There is a large market and labor is cheap. So, producers of goods and services are making stupendous money in Nigeria because of the large market. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Join our Telegram channel if you have not already done so. I've been saying this one daily. Bulk message sending through our line every day on WhatsApp is being discouraged. If you are still receiving on WhatsApp, please, despite receiving there, join the Telegram channel to be safe. I don't want anyone to be cut off suddenly and not hearing turning point again. And it is easy download the Telegram app on your phone, search for The Real Femi Emmanuel on Telegram, tap join. And if you are finding it difficult, then send an SMS or a chat to our media director on +234 803 232 2276. It will help you out. Remember our obligations to God, praising God, praying to God, paying our tithe, sowing our seed, winning soul, living a holy and a clean life before God. Ask God for grace to be able to do them devotedly. Don't compromise your tithe and your seed. Your heavens will open. I speak to everyone's life. Be blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.